This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, July 17th. While Friday market trading saw mixed results, from the Allendale Brokers Trading Desk, here's Steve Georgie.
It is the 14th, and we've got a little bit of green on the screen for the grain markets after taking an absolute bloodbath over the last few days, finally showing a little bit of green, and most of that focus is coming from the weather forecasts. You still look at the 1 to 5 day forecast, it's got heat across most of the Corn Belt. The 6 to 10 day, same type of pattern as well. So we'll see if that does continue. The big thing is that as we get going here over the next week, most of the corn will start to pollinate in a lot of these areas, and it's going to be more detrimental for this heat to maybe cool off a little bit. We can't stay hot during pollination. That tends to affect yields, and that may get this market back excited again.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 0.75 at 496. July corn ended the day up 4.25 at 369. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day up 4, ranging from 525 and 3/4 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 2, ranging from 583.5 to 608.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were up 8.5, ranging from 858 to 873. Live cattle for August were up 37.5 cents at 118.05, and August feeder cattle were up $1.25 at 154.80, and July class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1562. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.